independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
General Flynn had worked for President Obama, was an outspoken critic of President Obama's shortcomings, specifically as it related to his lack of strategy confronting ISIS and other threats that were facing America. It's true that President Obama made it known that he wasn't exactly a fan of General Flynn's.
Well, I'm not going to say too much on this. We touched on it a little bit, made fun of Sally Yates for just being so boring. The truth is, I'm not really paying that much attention to it because, yes, I look at it more than most people do, but it has very little effect in the lives of you or I, and I care more about those things than I do whether or not this is the kind of thing that we, the people are going to speak at ad nauseum here on the 24/7 news cycles. They're going to pay attention to this stuff. Oh, did you hear? Oh, did you hear? Oh, did you hear? Oh, who cares? You're still worried about your job, right? You're still worried about why is it I have to work 60 hours to make the same money I did when I only had to work 40 hours? Why do I have to work 80 hours to work the same money to make the same money I did when I worked only 40 hours? Why is it healthcare keeps rising and the struggle is real? And these people are fighting and they're doing nothing. They're holding these hearings about stuff that in the overall scheme of things, again, not saying it's not important. What I am saying is it's not as important as these people make it out to be. It's not. It's politics is what they're playing. It's a political game is what they're playing. But it's not anything that is that important. I know. And for a talk show host to say something like that, right? Because I hear my colleagues at nauseam, they talk about this stuff. I don't know how they do it. I'll just play you one Sally Yates, and really that's all you kind of need to find out. And man, it is, she's a tough listen.
Finally, we told them that we were giving them all of this information so that they could take action, the action that they deemed appropriate. I remember that Mr. McGahn asked me whether or not General Flynn should be fired, and I told him that that really wasn't our call, that was up to them, but that we were giving them this information so that they could take action.
There you go. That was it. Essentially, what came out today is it's a he said, she said. They said, hey, we told you guys not to hire this guy, or at least be careful. They said over here, oh, we're not quite sure we could trust you, and now we all move on. Nobody gets a prize. There's no prize. I don't get to go to the, oh, Michael Flynn's in trouble prize closet, or Michael Flynn and Trump got off scot-free prize closet. That'd be great if there was one. Remember when you're a kid, right? You go to the dentist, you'd be good, then have like a treasure chest, and you could go pick something out of it, right? And it was great when they had real stuff, right? Like, I don't want a toothbrush, right? You just stuck your fingers in my mouth the last hour and a half and hurt me. The last thing I want to do is toothbrush. You know, how about a spider ring? Huh? Something I could use on the playground. Just saying. But what matters is the things that affect us. You know, like this weekend, when I was talking to a lot of people this weekend about, and even standing in line yesterday at the getting Jack and I snacks, people were talking about, you know, my premiums were rising and stuff. And I was listening and I was laughing and they're like, what are you laughing? I said, they were confused about what was going on. Like, so when does it happen? I said, look, you guys, it's going to take a long time. This isn't a tomorrow thing. All right. They're like, really? I said, no, you don't have to call your insurance provider. I said, does anything change? No, not right now. In fact, whatever that you heard last week, you can just wipe that away because that doesn't even exist. That was a rough draft of something that the Senate's going to kick back that will look wholly different. Because you got the likes of Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, and everybody's going to argue over this thing. They're going to rewrite. It's not going to look anything like whatever it is that they wrote. It's not because these people are stupid. It's not because they don't care. It's not because they don't pay attention fully. It's that they live their lives. On a Sunday, they'd rather be with their child, like I was, at a movie than reading 25 articles or going through stuff. I mean, it's 1,600 plus pages long. Who's got time for that? Who does? God, if I was in politics, I'm hiring a reader. I want you to read it and give me a snapshot of it because it just sounds long and drawn out. And it sounds boring. In fact, I'm going to hire people to reenact the whole thing for me. Just reenact. I want everybody to act it out. Again, what matters? Last week we saw job numbers. That looks good. We're heading into, you know, to hopefully a quarter that's going to see some growth. Mining numbers are up. Why is that important? Because those are jobs that put people to work in a way that they can support a family as opposed to struggling to get by and living off the teat of America, because we don't want that. We don't. We want real solutions to problems. Like him or not, the Trumpster, I think he wants to do what's right for the country. And I know that people don't understand that. I know that people don't get that. In fact, we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. The funny side of the way that people view certain people comparatively to how they view others, whether it be athletes or rock stars, movie stars, or politicians, CEOs, how one group is revered and the other is reviled. Because we have a pick-and-choose society that we live in. But I watched some of this stuff today. I went to the gym and I worked out pretty darn good as well. And I had some of this stuff on because it's on. I've got like 20 TVs in front of me and I got to choose which one I want to watch. And I choose some of this, stuff with Sally Yates, and I was watching some of it, and it's somewhat grandstanding at times. How can I get out a great soundbite that somebody's going to pick up and that it's going to make me look good or sound good? You've got X amount of minutes, you know, a minute, 60 seconds, whatever it is, to ask her a question and then for her to answer something, and then maybe get a quick rebuttal in, and then you got to, you know, surrender the floor. Somebody else's turn. What can I do that's going to keep my constituents happy? That's what people are looking for. Because we have a very small attention span in this country. And what we care about is what we care about. You care about your kids. You care about your work. You care about your career. You care about your dreams. You care about your investments. You care about your financial woes. You care about all of those things. They don't affect me, right? Just like my life doesn't affect you. Minus hearing me for 3 hours a day, most of you can give a rat's ass about me. I get that. Totally cool with that. That's life. That's why when we talk about stuff, I want to talk about stuff that's real. It's more important that we talk about how this is going to affect us financially. It's more important that we get to 3, 3.5, potentially 4 GDP on a consistent basis, at least 3, where we see growth, where we see opportunities, where we see wages rising, where we see people not struggling, where we see people not having to make a choice of whether to pay their car payment or, yes, dare I say it, their health insurance premiums. That's what I want to see. Don't care about this stuff. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Your mother, she gave birth to you. She did. She gave birth to you. And she'll tell you that whenever something goes wrong, right? Like, do you know that I was in labor for 465 years for you? Did you realize that? The gestation period was 2 years. Because they want to make you feel guilty. But you know what? They did. They carried you. Right? For all of that craziness, they carried you. Your wife, your girlfriend, you know what they did? They gave you the greatest gift of all, your children. So you should do something for them that's not just a card, right? And we'll get them a card and we'll take them out to breakfast. Boy, they're excited for that. Hey, nothing says thanks for knocking it all the time. Here's breakfast that we're all going to enjoy and a card. No. This Mother's Day weekend, which is, 6 days away, do something right. How about Sherry's Berries? Huge, freshly dipped strawberries to mom, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. They're huge. They're incredible. They're juicy. They're sweet. They're decadent. Ugh. Chocolate, chopped nuts, you name it, swirls, all kinds of good stuff. But here's the thing. Not even just about that. How about go the extra mile, right? I know it's last minute, but do the right thing. $19.99, you throw another 10 bucks on there, they're going to double the berries and give you cake truffles as well. Boom, all for free. That's a whole lot of free right there, kids. All right? Pick your desired delivery date. Pick your satisfaction guaranteed. Because if she doesn't appreciate that and like that, Sherry's Berries, whoa, they're like, no. We want to make sure that she's happy. And she will be. And she'd be like, wow, you really do care about me. The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphones, top right-hand corner. Use my code, Benson. All right? Then double your berries for mom and free cake truffles before they run out. It's only 10 extra bucks. Do it now before it's too late. That's berries, berries.com, code Benson. When you click on the mic, this amazing deal is not going to last forever. Mother's Day, 6 days away. Don't be the card, take them out to breakfast person. Be the person that takes her out to breakfast. But long before that, she's felt the love of the berries. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
All right, kids, I'm going to tell you guys something. Over the weekend, there was a big election in France, and it turned out that Macron won the election over Le Pen. It sounded a bit like this.
Merci.
Thank you.
Merci d'être là.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for having fought with courage and benevolence for so many months. Because, yes, this evening you have won. France has won. Everybody was telling us that it would be impossible. But they didn't know France.
No, they did not know France. They were unaware of the French. So what's next for populism? The wave of populism that has swept along through everything. Marcon is a centrist, all right? He would be considered, I guess, somewhat of a libertarian. He was part of the Socialist Party several years ago. He stepped away from that, felt that they were out of touch with everything, and he didn't like where they were going. He's still a little bit to the left, but considered what they call a quote-unquote centrist. Le Pen, on the other hand, was not. In fact, Le Pen, on the other hand, was looked at much differently.
He has to address the anger about unemployment in this country, about a sense of economic stagnation, and he has to address the fear that's based on partly on immigration, partly on the fear of terrorism. This country has suffered awful terrorist attacks. He's going to have to convince people that they have a reason to support him and his policies, not just to vote against someone like Marine Le Pen, who essentially comes from a background that people regard as crypto-fascist, quasi-Nazi. He doesn't have the kind of militant following that some politicians have had in this country, including Le Pen.
Here's the thing about Le Pen. Le Pen was riding a wave of populism, they call it, right? This nationalist pride, this populism, the us first kind of thing. France is really struggled, and their identity was becoming what many people thought was kind of clouded. Nobody was really knowing what France was. Are we French? Are we going to be multinational? Are we going to be multicultural? What are we going to be? They still like being French. And she rode that wave, much like a person who's sitting in the White House right now did, rode a wave of some populism with some Republican ideas. And I think had Donald Trump not had some real mix-ups and some real faux pas along the way, it may have helped Le Pen. Now, while many people look over her and they think, oh, yeah, again, they equate her party with Nazism and this kind of crazy rhetoric that in before, yes, there was some of that in the National Front and things of that nature that are not good. She still got almost 12 million votes. That's a lot of votes. A lot of people over there are wondering what's going on. And the populism movement, while isn't sweeping the French, it came close in Holland. It came close in a few other places. And it's out there. People are frustrated. This populism movement's not going anywhere. And the more that they struggle with people, and trying to integrate them and bringing them there and telling nations that, you know what, you need to accept all of these people. We're a globalist society, which we are, but they're allowed to keep their heritage and be proud of it. We want you to keep quiet about yours because it makes them feel uncomfortable. The more that you see that, the more that you see terror attacks, the more that you see these things, the more that populism's going to grow. What's next for populism? It didn't die with Le Pen. She even came out and said, you know, look, we're the major opposition party. And I have a lot of problems with some of the stuff that in that opposition party, but I understand the frustration of a lot of people. And it's not just in France. There's a reason that guy in the White House, the Trumpster's there, is because people got sick and tired of being politically correct and told that American and being American, you don't want to do that because it hurts people's feelings. What's next is it's going to really depend on what a lot of people do who are immigrating to a lot of these societies and the globalism of not only our economy, but our lives. Populism's not going anywhere in the near future. And in fact, I think populism is here at least for a little while longer. But this weekend, while she did lose, she did get almost 12 million votes. That's a lot of votes. I don't think it's dead yet, old populism. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. What will happen if you do this? Of course, the populism. Chad, you're more popular here than Jerry Lewis. And he was pretty popular. I will tell you that. Email the program and check it out at Twitter. We've got ourselves a poll up about Flynn and the Trumpster. And is this going to come back and bite them in the ass? They do a bad job vetting it. So far, most people think yes. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You know, life is very interesting. I love to study life and people. And it's an amazing the way that we pick and choose individuals that we hate and we like. Isn't that kind of funny? Right? We look at certain people. LeBron James. We hate LeBron. Most people dislike LeBron James. Well, the way he left the Cleveland basketball was horrible. Even though he raised a lot of money. We love Michael Jordan. We loved Kobe Bryant. For whatever reason, we think LeBron's a villain. And he's not. Michael Jackson? People love Michael Jackson. I look at him having been through the things I went through as my life as a child being abused. Look at Michael Jackson, thinks he's the scum of the earth. Right? But some people give him a pass. Right? Look at a lot of that stuff. We give people certain passes. Why is that? One of them is a CEO. CEOs across the board make a lot of money. You hear it all the time. Oh, the 1%'s getting richer. CEOs are horrible. They're making 25 quadrillion times what the average employee makes. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's true. We hate certain CEOs, right? Fund manager and he makes $1 billion, that person's evil. If Steve Jobs makes $1 billion, we seem to like him, even though the other guy may be a much better human being. Steve Jobs was not the nicest person in the world. He was horrible to work for, and he loved to embarrass his staff. He had a horrible temper, but because he served us with, you know, the things that make us connect to the world, Apple, we give him a pass. Baseball players, movie stars, there's people we like and other people we don't like. Warren Buffett is a CEO that makes a ton of money. Yet he's always on TV He's this lovable guy, right? He's your grandpa. He's this kind of cantankerous old man that eats at McDonald's every day, drinks 5 Cokes a day, says he gets about a quarter of his nutrition, calories to the day, by drinking Coca-Cola. I believe he also owns a lot of Coca-Cola. So, but, you know, he drives like a Lincoln. He lives in the same house in Omaha. He's always lived in. There's something about him that's kind of, oh, he's quirky. We like that. But he's also on TV all the time. He's on TV all the time, and he says stuff like this.
America has never been wealthier than it is today. Now, the inequality bothers people, including me. I mean, I think that in a country where the GDP real terms has gone up 6 for 1 since I was born, I would think there shouldn't be anybody that's willing to work 40 hours a week and has a couple of children where it really doesn't give them a fairly decent standard of living.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. But he's always telling everybody how horrible it is that there's this massive gap in the wealth world where you've got the upper 1% and then you've got everybody else and all the money they make. But it's funny. By the way, Apple, $153 a share, right? It was up $4 today. That's pretty good, right? $153? And producer Phil, is that pretty good?
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Berkshire Hathaway, by the way, just to let you know, it closed today down $2,800 to $247,160 a share. That's one single share. That is a single share. Point it out to you. He makes a ton of money. Tells everybody, oh, by the way, just want to let you know, right? I think it's horrible what CEOs get paid, and I don't pay myself that much. No, you don't. But where you do make money is on capital gains, which isn't taxed like normal people. So what do you make? You know, your taxation's pretty low there. So you may not pay yourself that much. You may give yourself $1 a year, but you make your money elsewhere. And you go out there and you do the things that you do. And you talk about stuff like this, which should be talked about. And I understand it. I just find it funny that the rest of the world sits there and goes, ah, he's nice, but a guy makes $25 million and he's a horrible human being.
Our market system, as it gets more specialized, produces more overall wealth, but it also leaves significant numbers of people behind. If you'd been in the waiting room with my dad in 1930 when I was being born and you told him there'd be a 6-for-1 increase in real GDP per person, he wouldn't have believed you. And if you told him that if that happened, there would be a great many people that would be struggling, even though they were perfectly decent people willing to work 40 hours a week, he wouldn't have believed that was possible either.
Yeah. I've always hear him talking about taxes, but I never hear him say, you know what, I'm going to give all my money when I die to the government. I never hear him say that. Do you? No. Because we pick and we choose. Case in point, this weekend, a golfer by the name of John Daly, who I love. He is the everyday golfer who drinks too much, who's had horrific, horrific issues play out on television, play out in the media, lost a lot of money, God knows how much. Some people say $30 to $50 million gambling. One time golfing, he was detoxing on the golf course. He shot like a 6-under par. It's 100 degrees outside. He is wearing long sleeve shirts, long sleeve jacket because he's freezing because he's detoxing. Shoots a 6-under. He's the everyman. We love him. We hate Tiger Woods. Oh, what he did with women. John Daly's been married like 5 times. John Daly's had all kinds of issues. But we love John because he's like us. That's the way we look at him. Warren Buffett doesn't have a $400 million yacht. He lives in the same house he lived in forever and a day in Omaha. Warren Buffett doesn't drive a Ferrari. He just drives like a, you know, like a Lincoln. He eats at McDonald's. There's a certain sense of, oh, I get it now. I understand that. I do. I get it. But it's funny the way that we pick and choose life, that this person's bad, this person's good, this person's bad, this person's good. We never complain that Jay-Z makes $50 million a year, but if a CEO cashes out and he gets $50 million to leave his company, having led them for X amount of years, we go, that's horrible. Really? That person employed like 50,000 people over time, grew his company exponentially. She grew her company. Lady just left Yahoo with a big golden parachute. Well, we can't say anything about her, though, right? Because she's a woman. See, we're picking and choosing these things. That's what we do in this country. We pick and choose. Mark Zuckerberg, nobody complains about him being, what, 31, 32? I don't even know how old he is. What's he worth, $50 billion, $60 billion? Bezos? Well, Amazon's cool. Well, of course, you don't hate him, right? We hate the people from Walmart. That's the funny. Remember Walmart? Walmart, what? Destroys towns, destroys cities, destroys everything. They're evil. They're horrible. They're disgusting. If they move into your city, they're like a locust and they're just going to destroy everything. Yet we hate them. And on the other side of things, Amazon is on its way to being a trillion-dollar company as early as next year. We don't hate Bezos. We don't hate Amazon. Why is that? Because we pick and choose. The people that stand out there and scream the 1% suck and capitalism's horrible, then hop on their iPads and iPhones, tweet something, head over to Facebook and put something up, head over to Instagram and put something up, all the while they've ordered all of their clothes from Amazon. And then they tell us how capitalism's horrible. Just like to look at things from a different point of view. To me, I find it to be kind of hilarious. But we've always done that in life. We always will. We pick and choose, right? It's about being liked. Donald Trump, while he won the election, for a lot of people, they liked him. A lot of people hated him. But you know what? They couldn't stand her either. It's about being liked. In the end, that's what it is for a lot of people. We give passes in life to people we think are okay and good people. We're willing to turn away and say, ugh. So-and-so, right? Not so bad, right? Even though they may have done something bad, we'll give them a turn and say, we'll give you another chance. We'll do it over and over again because we pick and choose. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423 on this beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful day. Hey, woman in Racine, Wisconsin, right? She had some issues. Her house caught on fire. Boom! Nobody was home. Nobody was home. And it took a while for the neighbors to notice the problem. At the end of the day, $40,000 in damage, priceless items, memorabilia, and most importantly, memories gone, charred. You're thinking, well, what's it matter? Well, let me tell you something. We've talked about Simply Safe before. And a lot of people think Simply Safe is just an alarm company. That's what they think. That's the easiest thing that, oh, it protects my family. And if I'm gone and somebody breaks in, it's so much more than that. Case in point, Kelly, who works here with us. She has a Simply Safe unit at home. She had bad leakage in her water heater. Simply Safe alerted her to that. Boom, she saved money. If you're not there when the fire starts, guess what happens? Simply Safe will be there to help save your home. Because you see, while the lady in Racine didn't have that, other people out there have. Simply Safe notifies the emergency personnel immediately once the alarm goes off. Boom, your house is being watched, not just from predators and people who may want your stuff or to hurt your family, but from anything that could be tragic. Anything. Think about that for a second. It's not that you're just getting an alarm system. You're getting something that is going to protect the house across the board, even when it comes to things like a leak in the water heater. Boom. Think about that. Simply Safe has round-the-clock professional security monitoring, and it's less than $15 a month, $14.99. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch, lightning-fast response times and emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today. And you can get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system, simplysafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. We like it when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
I mean, her butt. It's just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
25 years ago, kids. This became a number one song. I think it's been 6 weeks. Number one, sold 2 million copies. Became an anthem. Oh, yes, they're mixed a lot. But it was more than just that. And it's interesting. Say, what? No, it wasn't just about a song. He did it because he felt that women of color didn't have that physique that we talk about with models and things like that. It was different. And they were round, right? If you like buns, hon, they like the little curve in the swerve, which producer Phil and I have documented on more than numerous occasions. We like some curve in the swerve. And it was really an anthem for that. And as we talk about that, think about this. 25 years ago, it was controversial that came out because it, you know, it objectified women, which every man in the world has objectified some women. It's happened, right? Right? Producer Phil, can you be honest with me? Have you ever objectified a woman that you don't know who she is, but maybe she's wandering by?
Yes.
Yes. We all. All right. And we hope ourselves that somebody's objectified us. I would love to know that somebody goes, damn, that's a good piece of man right there. All right? Not meaning it anything horrible, but that's the way people took it. But the thing about it was, it when you look back on it, look what it's created. We have the Kardashians because of this. She got a big booty. People love the big booty. That's kind of what made her famous. Yes, the film with Ray J helped out, but she got the swerve and the curve, and her lovely lady humps became what they are. Mariah Carey, J-Lo, many of them, Nicki Minaj, so many other women out there have used that curve and the swerve and that sex appeal to become, boom, what it is. So it was more than just a fun song, which it was. It was also kind of a bit of, there was some meaning behind it. And lo and behold, kids, can I just say this? My little brothers and sisters who were in their, you know, mid-teens to early 20s, they knew that song when they were kids. So that just goes to show you something. I'm just putting it out there. Kind of funny. How old is too old? Say, what? How old is too old to climb Mount Everest? An 85-year-old man attempting to reclaim his title as the oldest person to climb Everest has passed away. Min Bahadur Sarchan died of a heart attack on base camp over the weekend. He at one time held the record, and the Japanese man beat him. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, let me tell you something. First and foremost, if you feel you can make it, then you make it. Then you go for it, right? 85, is it too old? I look at it like this. Is there risk there? Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're the best climber in the world. Hell, we just saw one of the best climbers in the world die last week in a mountain next to Everest. Doesn't matter. If you feel you can do it. But here's the thing that this is the one thing I'll say. You have to be careful because you're going up with other people. You just don't climb it by yourself and a Sherpa. It really doesn't happen. Normally, it is a group of people that go up. And like everything else, you try to watch out for each other. So you don't want to be that person that puts everybody else in danger. To give you an example, though, base camp is almost 18,000 feet. That's what base camp is. And I tell everybody this, when you're going to go and you think to yourself, hey, I would love to climb Everest, realize that when you see people that are set up at base camp, they're already, you know, almost 3 miles in the air. And when you're flying next time, take a look out the window and realize that that's about the height of Mount Everest. That just puts it in perspective. What do you have when you're flying? You're inside of a cylinder tube that has all of the stuff that keeps you acclimatized. You can breathe. It's all that stuff. Those people don't have that. Some people try to do it with oxygen. Some people do it without oxygen. And it's cold and it's freezing. 85 may be a little bit too old to attempt something like that. But I would never want to tell anybody, don't do something because of your age. Don't. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.